Florence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Free Forum and Educational Radio.
Is that? Oh my gosh.
Is it raining?
Oh my gosh.
Wait, is it raining?
It's raining.
Hey guys.
So someone decided to join us today.
I wasn't here last week.
But there's a reason why. It wasn't raining. And the reason why that makes a difference,
guys,
is because we have something to tell you.
We aren't people.
Yeah, as much as we are hot, we are also worms.
Guys, would you still love us if we were worms, yes or no?
I hope it's a yes, guys. Please.
We're still hot.
We're still hot. We're just worms.
Pardon me if I don't talk a lot this episode, because if you can't tell, my voice is
a little raspy. It's because you've been underground for so long.
I just woke up. And, well, this is our first real episode back.
This is crazy. I know, last week was a prelude. Last week was the prologue.
Yes. Songs you would play if I was missing.
I know. We missed you so much. I honestly felt a presence missing.
For those who don't know who we are, I'm Henry.
And I'm Nora.
And this is
Hot Topics, Hotter People.
Today's episode is songs we would play if we were worms on a rainy day.
Yes, because today is so rainy and cozy. And this morning we were trying to come up with ideas instead of studying for our quiz.
Which we ended up doing.
Yes, we killed it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was looking outside and I was wow, it would be a really great day to be a worm. And you know, shout out to all my worms out there.
Yeah, because they don't die if you split them, unless you split them in that one spot.
They keep growing.
And so to start off the lovely day, we just played some Mort Garson for you guys.
Yes, that is Plantasia. That's his song Swingin' Something.
Spathiphyllums.
Yeah, you got it.
Science, guys. It's science words.
And I felt like that was so we're coming up through the ground and we see the roots and we see the plants and we're wow, life is green. It's not all just dirt.
But also it's fall too.
Right.
We're here for the foliage. We're here for the start of school.
Oh my gosh, yes.
My voice isn't here for the start of school though.
Hello.
Hi.
And honestly, I think the allegory of us coming out of the earth as worms is us reemerging back to Tufts.
Yeah.
Back to school.
And it's hard for us because honestly, sometimes we prefer to stay underground because we're so hot.
Yeah.
I guess it's just hard. I mean, maybe you guys don't get it, but obviously you do because if you're listening to this, you're hot. But
right.
Sometimes it's hard for us to emerge into these situations and come back to school because we just get too many stares, too much attention from people.
Right. I know. It's kind of hard because I think too with this new time slot, hello, daylight hours.
Daylight.
It's kind of oh, I've just gotten so much attention because it's really our hotness outreach is being amplified. And now mm-hmm. I'm just always getting told I'm hot and I'm ugh, can I have another conversation, please? Hello, let's talk about worms.
Yeah. You know what we should talk about today is hot people who we would still love as worms.
Little sneak peek to something later.
I don't know. I'm just spitballing.
I'm there for
here.
That. I'm there for that.
So without further ado, you know, here's some of those similar vibes with a little bit of Kimya Dawson.
Yeah, let's get wormy.
Is New York City really like a graveyard? They all ask me and I say, well, it was last week, but man, that was in the past. See, I stopped going to the places where the people act so nasty and pretentious, cause I'm happy sitting with my friends in sidewalks singing songs. And some people are still standing in the way of where I'm going, so I say please excuse me, step aside or keep on moving. And I guess they sense that my momentum meant that I was winning, but I'm only just beginning, and I'd rather go with friends than go alone. And some people grab my hands and some people grab my shirt. Some people race ahead to see if they can get there first. Some people stay behind cause they've got something else in mind. Whatever you decide, if you are true to you, you're gonna be alright. Like Akita, he's a father, now he is in love with Amber. Their baby's name is Skylar, he's a baby of the summer. I wonder as I wander if I'll ever settle down, or if every day I'll take my roots uprooted on root to another town. I was sitting on a couch somewhere watching VH1 when I found out that Bruce Springsteen is his mother's only son. I'm my mother's only daughter, we were both born to run. But even he says it's amazing raising babies in the place where you come from. But I am a rock tumbler, I've got rocks inside my head. And just because they come out shining doesn't mean that they are diamonds. And I guess that my worst nightmare is your very favorite bar. When I'm worth my weight in shale and slate, I'll know that I'm a super duper star. I'll be a great big ball of burning gas, and I'll be sitting on my big fat ass and sipping Cristal Light beside a plastic wading pool. And the next day I'll be somewhere else. Part of me will hate myself, part of me will know deep down that I am pretty cool. Part of me that knows I never cared for being cool. Part of me that knows I never cared for being cool. Part of me that knows I never cared for being cool. Part of me that knows I never cared for being cool.
You guys should never have to pretend to be cool for whatever. I never cared about being cool.
Sitting in the back seat of my car with my arms around my guitar, and the rain falls from the roof of the world. Nothing around, just the trees and the ground. There's a bird in a tree singing a song just for me, just for me. Da 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 da
Well, well, well. That was such a good song. That was Nora's pick. It wasn't mine.
Right.
Because, I don't know why I just said because. That was Nora's pick. And tell me why you picked that. Like, what about that made you think about, you know, us on a rainy day because we're worms?
I mean, that is such a rainy day song for me. Every time I hear it, it's so like, oh, it has like a moodiness to it. But at the same time, I'm cozy. I'm cuddled up. Mm. I'm sitting down. I want to hear his story. I want to learn.
Yeah.
But it's so like, I feel like if, I mean, not if I were a worm. I am one. Hello.
Yeah, what the heck? That was almost crazy.
That was kind of weird. As a worm, I feel like we struggle so much and like,
because we're so hot.
It's just like when you're hot and a worm, you have so much on your plate. And honestly, that song, I just feel like it gets me, you know?
Mm-hmm. 100%. I get that.
Yeah, but we were pondering a little bit.
It's hard to think about other hot people when, you know, like I'm looking at Nora right now.
Right.
And like, because it's hard to think about other people. I was actually thinking about Lady Gaga and how I would love her if she was a worm. But then I would think, she doesn't need me to love her if she's a worm. She doesn't need that from me. I have this friend, Lily, and if she was a worm, she would be the best worm ever.
She would be a low, perfect worm. Shout out to Lily.
Shout out to Lily Waldrop in Tennessee.
Yeah. Maybe she's listening. Maybe she's probably not. Even though she's very hot.
She's just so hot. She's busy.
Yeah.
There's not is there a time difference?
You know what? I could honestly not put where Tennessee is on a map.
Wait, I could, but I feel like it's so, maybe.
Yeah, right.
No,
shout out to all my hot people
Central,
in Tennessee.
Central time.
Hot people in Tennessee and worms in Tennessee.
There's probably so many after it rained so much this summer.
They're all gone, though.
They got washed
away. Wait, that's something I was going to talk about later, but I want to talk about my person I would love if they were a worm.
Go, go, go.
I would love Adrienne Lenker if she was a worm. She would be, because she's kind of already a worm, question mark. And so honestly, I feel
Did you hear that, Adrienne?
Adrienne, and I know she's listening. But basically, I just feel like she'd be the best worm ever.
Ariana Grande.
Oh my
she
God.
Would still have that ponytail.
Girl, that ponytail makes her a worm. What the heck?
That ponytail is a worm.
Oh, God. What if it's been a worm this whole time?
This is kind of like Medusa, because snakes are like worms. And like, she's been a worm this whole time.
Yeah.
I want to explore that.
Let's ponder on that.
Let's ponder on that while we, you know, worm our way through the plants. Speaking of plants, I've got a great song by Crumb here that I'm very excited to play, so we're going to get that for you guys. So don't even worry, because it's coming right now. Watch out.
Lay that track down.
Beep, boop, pop.
On my mind, you raise me down to
Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a four-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play, tennis, and picnic. Or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Baco Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles and worms. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio.
Thanks a lot for that, Nora.
Thanks, Henry. You know, like, I just think it's important because...
It is important.
That's nature, and nature's beautiful because that's our home.
That's our home, and it's humans' homes, too.
Yeah.
So everybody, whether you're a worm or not, whether you're hot or not, we all need to take care of it.
Right.
Because we all live here.
Yeah, it's a shared space, and, like, yes. Even though, like, we're worms and you're humans, like, we're all hot, and
yeah.
You need to, like, share it with us.
Yeah, exactly. So please share it with us, and on that note of being a worm, I really like that song you played.
Thanks.
Well, I guess that we played.
Yeah.
But I like it because, well, we were actually talking a little bit about this. It's a wormy song.
It's very wormy.
And what makes a song wormy? Is it, you know, something like this where you just want to, like,
yeah.
move and
inchworm.
Groove and do the worm,
yeah.
an inchworm? Ooh.
Inchworm.
I love inchworms.
They're so cute.
Or is it, you know, something that resonates with the lifestyle of a worm?
I think everything and everything.
Everything,
anything
everywhere,
and
all
everything.
At once.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything and everything.
No, right.
Yes.
Well, and I speak worm, so, like, you know, I mix it up.
Sorry.
Oh!
And... So, we've talked about this song for long enough because we want you guys to hear all of the wormy songs that we have to say, but actually, no.
I think a worminess comes from a little bit of funk with a little bit of, like, wow, kind of vibe,
wow.
If that matches. And you were talking earlier
wavy,
about how
something wavy.
You were thinking of Adventure Time, and that really correlates
I
with
was.
That sort of mentality in my mind.
Being a worm is like being in Adventure Time, and everything's magical and awesome. Adventure Time, come on, grab your friends. We'll go to very
distant lands.
With Jake the dog and Finn the human. Fun will never end. It's Adventure Time. If we were Finn and Jake, who would be who? And
we know.
Wait, what is it?
I feel like I'd be Finn.
And
we'd
I'd
be
Jake. Yeah.
I don't really embody the Jake-ness.
I feel like I don't know. But I also think that I don't know. We'll talk about this later.
Right. Let's get wormy.
Yeah, we were talking about what it's like to have a wormy song. And I think it's funny that we described it in that way because this next song isn't really at all like what we were describing. But it's very beautiful. And it makes me think about how after a rain shower, there's always a rainbow sometimes when the sun comes out. And it might be rainy today and it might seem gloomy for you guys, but... There might be a little rainbow with a pot of gold waiting at the end for you.
Yeah.
So let's listen to this song and
get
think
cozy.
About it.
Everyone get cozy wherever you're listening. Mm-hmm.
Get cozy, listen to this song. Be barefoot. Be barefoot.
Oh.
Well, my friend recommended this song to me. Or he didn't recommend the song to me, but he put me on this artist. And
he was barefoot.
We both like being barefoot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really prescribed to the barefootness, but I will say, like,
guys, is that weird? Actually, it's not weird at all.
I will say, with this rain, I'm just like, I'm such a sucker for rainy weather, and I just really think it's so cozy and wonderful to be inside while it's raining, and even outside sometimes it's kind of fun.
Yeah, and. Let's all get ourselves a nice warm cup of tea and a bowl of soup and maybe like an ice cold drink to go with it and curl up and listen
curl
to the song.
As worm.
As a worm. Roll
yeah.
up. As a
hey,
worm.
Hey, roll up.
He's a rainbow. town when you said that you want me. to believe they can go back. Before this time, but things work that they never do work off wrong. Things work that where they never do work off wrong.
That was a beautiful song. It Guys, felt like me when I emerged from the ground today.
That song is like everything to me right now. I literally love, 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 love Jessica Pratt, and I know she's listening. And I just want to say,
Jessica. Hi, Jess.
Jess, you ate that. That song is so beautiful, and it really like, oh, as a worm, I just feel like she really prayed for that rain, and me too.
Very relatable for us in our worm community.
Right.
I would love her as a worm.
Speaking of, oh my, she is a worm already. Hello.
Right, and I knew that.
Me and her grew up together in worm school.
Hood.
Yeah.
You didn't see her in the den?
In the den? The
is that a
den?
Third oh. worm? We have a Wait. Third worm right
What's
now.
What's that? It's not Jessica Pratt. It's our hot friend, Sam.
A hot Welcome. New worm enters the... Studios.
The worm yes. villa.
A new worm enters the... You already Wavilla. Said the joke. You already said the
no,
joke.
No, it's okay.
I'd love to hear you say it again.
Yeah, oh. double down.
I'm okay, thanks. So anyways, we're so excited to have you here because you're the best worm that to bring well, on.
Right, and you're so wormy. Like, you're so hot worm.
I'm always getting that. People say that to me constantly.
Because you're so wiggly and fun.
Wait.
Like, low-key, you're so... Booba and Kiki.
Interesting.
Like wiggly
Bumpa
vibes.
And Goopy.
Yeah.
I missed the Kiki and Booba rave.
Oh, me too.
Me too.
No, I missed it. I wasn't there.
Yeah, me too.
Oh.
I don't even remember when it was. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, on that note, we have a question to ask you.
Yes.
And I know you're not prepared, but...
That's okay.
On the spot.
We're kind of wondering... You know, as a worm, yes. and you know, potentially if you had been a human girl at one point in your life,
of course,
if at all, how have you interacted with worms in your past, and like, how has that made you who you are? Has it impacted you in a good way or in a bad way? What do you think about worms? You know, if you weren't a worm, I guess, how would you think?
Yeah,
well, of course. So say I was a human girl and I had gone to human preschool instead of worm preschool.
Right.
Both were very fun. I do remember there was this book that I read when I was younger, and it was like a worm and a spider were friends. And they were like doing their worm spider thing. And I also remember, happy Pride Month, 4 months late.
Yeah.
That worms are both girls and boy worms at the same time. And you can like split them in half. And it's
yes.
like half boy worm, half girl worm, right?
Oh my gosh.
What?
Right?
I don't understand. Are they just worm?
Androja worm.
They're just worm, yeah.
Androja worm.
We're trying to be androja worm up in here, up in the studio.
We're all kind of androja worm.
Because we're all worms.
Exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wait, that's crazy.
Worms say
so
gay pride.
I like that. So when you see fellow worms, you're like, yay, worm.
You're like happy pride.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just Period. Like, hey, girl and boy.
Worm equals pride.
Hey, worm.
Hey, worm.
Hey, bae.
And same goes to you, Nora. How are same
how
question
worm,
to you.
Oh, my
how
question.
How have you interacted with worms, and how does that, you know, impact you?
Okay,
If I was a human boy,
I would talk about the crisis that's happening right now of there's no worms anywhere.
We're going extinct.
Was a child, I would just go, I'd walk to the bus and I would see worms on the street. I'd see worms in the grass, rain or shine. Why do I have a lisp?
It's because worms, they don't have tongues or teeth.
It's because the worminess. But now, when's the last time I saw a worm? Literally never.
Worms or slugs or snails.
Where are they?
Anywhere, even on the rainiest of days.
And this is something that I'm just like, that doesn't feel right. That doesn't sit right with me.
Because worms can't sit.
How do you guys feel about salamanders?
Love
them.
And I also haven't seen them.
But they
eat us. Don't they? Oh, no. Do they?
Maybe.
There are predators, but like what happens to community and...
You know, it's all about give and take.
As a, if I was a human girl, I would say I love salamanders.
Yeah, me too. But I'm a worm.
But we're worms.
It's worm
and,
time.
You know, it gets rainy a lot in the fall time, and I kind of wanted to incorporate into this episode songs that make me think of the fall. And I think in the future we might do more of like a seasonal episode that has less to do with worms. I don't know. I guess you're just going to have to listen every week to find out. But I was thinking about the fall and how there's this one particular band that really makes me think about the cool weather, and that band is Mom Jeans.
Gosh.
Now, as a worm, I like Mom Jeans. And if I was a human girl, this is the song that I would play for you guys. So I thought I would represent all of the hot people who listen.
Right.
And play this, even though it doesn't have to do with worms, us.
Well, like, I feel like worms can listen to any song.
Wait,
so.
I have a question for you as a worm.
Oh, yes.
When you wear your worm
jeans.
Hi,
I'm a worm.
Hi, worm. When you wear your mom jeans as a worm, do you have one pant leg or do you have, like, two and one just kind of flops around?
So I have two. If it was one, like, that would be kind of skirt vibes.
Yeah.
But what I will say is, depending on the weather, the other pant leg, I'll roll up a lot. So it's not dragging as much because then I have to do my laundry and, you know, it's not raining as much as I would like it to. So I don't have as much water and I can't do my laundry as much.
Gosh, these mom jeans need to be more accessible to worm people because.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Some of us are just
worms. Fighting out here and we want to wear those jeans.
Mm-hmm. We want to wear the jeans and we want to listen. So let's listen and you guys listen with us.
Right.
Here is Vape Nation by Mom Jeans.
Ask that you text me back. I'm so scared of losing touch, I'm forced to ask if you know that the reason why I try so hard to be nice, so no one else will leave me behind. You're right that it's not that hard to tell the ones that you love how much they mean and how you feel if it was them and not us. But I can't make the time in my life to be sad every time you're around me. How did it make you feel to know you're not quite enough for someone who took so much from you and then just gave up on the things that used to make me so glad? I was the one holding your hand, 'cause I'm not too busy, I'm just still dizzy, trying to catch my fucking breath through these wet-soaked sheets. But you're still so pretty, and I'm still too skinny to hold all this weight on my own. Bum-ba-dum. But I find time to tell everyone I love that someday I won't need them anymore. But that's because they've given me everything I need to be me. You let me be. Tires me out except trying to get
confession from a mouse, from a mouse of a girl like me to a boy.
About time that we start to wrap up.
Yeah, you've been listening to Worm Radio, aka WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
You've been listening, and you're gonna keep listening, hopefully, because there's another great show coming up. But
yeah, every Thursday, five to six p.m. Not a.m.
Not a.m. Which you might think it would have been. Yeah,
no. longer. We are free from the shackles.
We are free. And these three hot worms are going to leave you with a song called Worms by the Japanese House.
Do we have any final words about worms?
Stay wormy, stay wavy, stay groovy.
Hey.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
It was like an agreement. Like, yes.
Oh. Yes. Ditto.
I got so excited.
Knock, knock.
Yeah. Well, these worms
No, I'm playing a knock, knock.
What? Who's there?
Guess.
Guess
it's a worm.
Oh my gosh, it's a worm. Okay, well, thank you for listening to Hot Topics.
Hotter people.
These worms are going to say bye.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh. Bye.
Bye. Stay wormy, be wormy. Always
let
be beautiful.
Let your worm flag fly.
And hot. I better see you worms out there.
Wiggling down the
be
street.
Be wiggling, be wormy, be moving, be groovy, be wormy. Stay wormy.
You don't gotta get wormy if you stay wormy.
Invest yourself in something worth investing in.